This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Matt Curran joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
So the 33 Foundation, tell us about it.
I had an unfortunate off-ice injury that resulted in me breaking my neck, my back, and becoming paralyzed with a spinal cord injury. Through God, through my family, and a tremendous amount of hard work, I was able to walk again and have been since. It dawned on me and my family about 16 years ago that one of the turning points in my recovery was when I realized I needed to focus on hoping and praying for others, not just myself. And when I did that, things started to move. And so I decided to bring that back into my life. And for 16 years now, once a year, we get together, bring hundreds of folks together under one roof, have a fun day of golf to raise money for folks on the spinal cord injury recovery path. In year one, we had 40 folks hitting the ball around. Last year, we had 320 people together. Wow. So it's really grown. And to me, is serving a market that really needs our help in a way where I can call upon the experiences I've personally been through recovering, but also in a way that can continue to bring a caring community together in support of some amazing folks.
Matt, when you suffered that spinal cord injury and you were left paralyzed and given like a 1 in 10 million chance you'd ever walk again, can you talk about what was going through your mind after that injury in the early days? Yeah. And how you proceeded from there to get where you are now?
You know, it's something I think a lot about and talk even increasingly more about. You know, I grew up in the Boston area, played high school hockey at a place called Catholic Memorial. Hopefully a lot of folks are familiar with that team. Mm-hmm. But was never the superstar. Ended up at Providence College and once again was never the superstar, really, or even close. But I was always the one that was going to make sure I did everything I could to not just be the hardest worker, but be the easy button for people to say, you know, I'm going to include that person in whatever I'm doing. And so it dawned on me after the prognosis landed, it was heavy, it was dark, but then quickly it pivoted to, here we are again. This is another opportunity to truly believe in the outcome that I desired, and then just commit relentlessly to moving towards that every day.
The golf tournament is coming up. It is October 6th. It is at the Cape Club of Sharon. Now, if you want to get involved, you can go to the33foundation.org. That is the33foundation.org. Are there still slots if people want to play?
You know, there are still slots. We would love to have some folks come join us at the Cape Club. It's such a fun day where we bring our previous beneficiaries back to really commit to, hey, this is a community, a family of folks that are checking in on the previous year's beneficiaries. We've got slots open. We've sold out the last 8 or 9 years, so please join us soon. As you said, hit the website. We'd love to have you. Find 33 Foundation on Instagram. We will be announcing our beneficiary here in 2 weeks, and so, you know, we've got more than a dozen nominees, but if folks would like to hit our grant page on the website, you know, we want to make sure we're being as complete as we can and trying to highlight an amazing beneficiary for this year.
Well, Matt, this is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about, to take something that otherwise could be looked at as a tragedy and to take your upbringing, how you were raised, how you were taught in school at CM, and to turn it into this is pretty special. And you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
It's an honor. Local guy, definitely been listening to the show for some time now, and so I'm excited to be on it. Definitely hope people kind of hit the website, become a part of it. And, you know, I got to tell you, I've increasingly become more comfortable sharing my story outside of charitable arenas as well. And,
right. You
know, as that begins to grow, I'd love to hear from folks. That was choppy.
No, you're fine. Listen, you're fine.
Matt, you made yourself walk again. You can talk to us.
Yeah, I'm such a dork. I have your pictures up on Google, so I'm like comfortable talking to you.
We're easy money compared to what you've been through, man.
Right. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I didn't just get to walk again so that Maddie Cameron walked again. I got to walk again so that we can help other people.
Right.
Move forward in their life. And that's applicable for charity, and that's our goal. But I've begun to speak to other organizations, and where that can be helpful, hit me up.
I love it. I love it. Again, the33foundation.org, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will share the link with you. Matt, it was great to meet you, and I hope we'll have you back on the show again soon.
I'd love it. You guys are the best. Thank
you're inspiring, man. You're exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is about, is turning your pain into purpose and then using that to give back.
Thank you. What a way to start the day.
Talk to you soon, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah.
All right. The Dirty is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. We're going to start first with the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift of it all. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this story or not, but, you know, she's getting ready to release a new album. We are getting into her next era. But Travis Kelce just released an article that was in GQ magazine. I don't know if you saw any of the photographs from it.
No.
He's wearing this very stylish outfit while floating in the above the ocean on one of those things. Have you seen those things?
I'm going to need more context.
It's like a jet. It's like a jet ski, but below your feet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that floats up kind of above the water. It looks like Back to the Future on a lake.
Yes.
I saw somebody with that on Winnipesaukee this weekend. It looked very cool.
So that's what he's doing, except he's dressed in like a leather jacket and a really cool outfit.
Well, that's not practical for the ocean.
And he is saying Taylor Swift is like having the best seat in two stadiums. He says you're like one with a football field, the other with confetti cannons. He bragged that how she reads NFL playbooks and injury reports now for fun, while he is learning choreography and stagecraft like he's auditioning for the Eras Tour. He says she's the most engulfed fan now, said adding that watching her perform is mind-blowing and calling her an athlete in her own right. Can you imagine Taylor Swift just going through the playbook for his team and watching, like, film?
No, I can't imagine Taylor Swift sitting on the couch with her cats just combing through the book like, this slant route's not going to work against Minnesota.
Like, ready, hot.
52's the mic. He says that he's just very proud of her, and it's just incredible to see how physical it is when she's on stage. Meanwhile, Taylor is already in her next era, The Life of a Showgirl, that was announced yesterday at 12:12 a.m. It will be her 12th studio album. The Empire State Building was glowing orange. Apparently, this is the aesthetic. She teased a new album with a Spotify playlist titled "And Baby, That's Show Business for You." It has 22 songs on it, heavy on the pop bangers, produced by Max Martin and Shellback, which means she's going back to kind of her more of her pop days from years back.
Yeah, where like Folklore and Evermore are more like folksy guitar stuff.
That's right. She will be on Travis Kelce's podcast with his brother, New Heights. That is tonight at 7 o'clock. Expect football gossip, backstage stories, and maybe, just maybe, a touchdown dance to celebrate an engagement, Dan?
No, why would they get married on a podcast? Or engaged on a podcast?
I don't know. Why do they
never know.
It's like a private moment.
Producer Dan's girlfriend is obsessed with Taylor Swift, and he's going to a watch party for the podcast tonight at 7 o'clock with a bunch of her friends.
That's exciting. I was at Canopy Lake 2 weeks, and I think I may have saw her perform.
She was there.
Yeah.
She's very
Look,
good.
Just like her.
She's very good.
She is an excellent cover singer. About
yeah, I didn't realize there was
impersonator,
all that stuff
I guess
before,
is the word.
But
it was
crazy to me.
We went and saw her last year because, like I said, my girlfriend and her friends are insane Taylor Swift fans. And one of her friends actually started crying while she was performing. And I was like, you know, she's not real.
I was crying
that's
too,
a girl
for different reasons.
Yeah. It's like, that's a girl from Maine. Her name's June.
We have an interesting plot twist after the death of Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, who died at 48 after a private 3-year battle with melanoma. His obituary revealed the surprise twist. He was in a beautiful and loving partner in life and business relationship with Brittany Marie Jones. Now, you may not know the name, but Brittany Marie Jones is Kelly Clarkson's former production assistant.
Betrayal.
Jones worked for Kelly Clarkson from 2016 to 2018 and then transitioned to working for Blackstock, eventually joining him in Montana. Together, they launched some ventures together, according to the obituary. They had been partners for roughly 3 years, meaning their relationship began shortly after Blackstock and Clarkson separated, but before the divorce was finalized. Now, despite their litigation-fraught divorce, Kelly Clarkson reportedly remained gracious through the illness, pausing her talk show and residency to prioritize their children. They have 2 kids, Remy and River, 9 and 11. Blackstock's 23-year-old daughter, Savannah, excuse me, just shared that she's expecting a baby girl in January, which makes the story a little tougher. Even Dolly Parton is talking about this in navigating her own grief. She reached out with comforting words to both Kelly Clarkson and Reba McEntire, who is Blackstock's former stepmother, urging them both to cherish the memories and steady their souls. So just a interesting little plot twist to what's going on there in Kelly Clarkson's life and the death of her ex. And, you know, for the past couple of days, we've had a lot of stories in the dirty about Gen Z stuff and millennial stuff, but it is now time to represent Gen X this morning on the show.
The forgotten generation.
Hall & Oates, one of my all-time favorites from the 70s and 80s. Thoughts on Hall & Oates, guys?
I like Hall & Oates.
Yeah, solid.
Solid, right? Maneater, Rich Girl, an entire catalog of great songs. Well, they have had months and months and months, I don't know if you know this or not, but they have been airing their dirty laundry. Daryl Hall and John Oates have finally put an end to their feud, but with a handshake and not a hug. There was a lawsuit filed in late 2023 because Hall accused Oates of trying to sell a stake in their joint venture, Hall Oates Enterprises, LLP, which wields control over their music catalog, their trademarks, their royalties, and others. He was going to sell it to this company called Primary Wave without Hall's blessing. Hall said, "This is the ultimate partnership betrayal." Oates fired back, calling the accusations inflammatory, outlandish, and inaccurate. Fast forward to August 2025, the matter is quietly wrapped up in private arbitration, and Hall's lawyers have filed to dismiss the case without any juicy details released. Despite once being the most successful pop soul duo of the 70s and 80s, they have called it quits for good. Oates long ago said he didn't see a reunion happening, and Hall wasn't too optimistic either. He said their partnership ship had gone to the bottom of the ocean. I hate that. I love their music,
yeah.
And them doing a tour in 2025 would be amazing.
Get the olds going.
Oh, my God.
Favorite Hall & Oates song?
I mean, Rich Girl, that's probably it.
Nah, You Make My Dreams Come True for me.
Oh, that's a strong one,
yeah.
Too. You know, they're kind of credited for a lot of what is pop music today. The way they wrote their music, the way they construct their harmonies. Pretty much a lot of the pop music today all ripped off Hall & Oates, and of course they stole it from
I mean,
artists.
You know that show Daryl's House, I think it's called, where they're bringing bands and stuff. The way they like remake the songs and stuff is really cool.
Yeah, so there you go. A story for us Gen Xers out there this morning. I got you. I got you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
You like that? It's good, right?
Beautiful ballad.
Oh, so good. Understated.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what's up to Matt from Bellingham.
Hey, hey Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Say good morning to Chef Jason Santos.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Matt.
A lot of dudes on the show today. A
lot of bros.
A lot of dudes.
A lot of bros.
Matt, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Matt.
So polite.
All right, thank you.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who is now sauntering over to the soundproof booth. We're going to give you $100. Are you ready, Matt?
All right. I'm ready to get started.
All right. You don't sound confident.
I'm scared.
Question number one. Jason Momoa says a near-death experience while surfing made him quit smoking. What superhero is he known for playing?
I believe Aquaman.
Question two. Pamela Anderson is selling artisanal pickles for $38 a jar, if you're interested. The proceeds benefit the California Wildlife Center. Pamela Anderson stars alongside Liam Neeson in which movie that's currently in theaters?
The Naked Gun.
Travis Kelce told GQ that Taylor Swift now reads NFL playbooks and injury reports in her spare time, and he loves learning about music choreography and art. Travis Kelce hosts a podcast with his brother. What is his brother's name?
Jason Kelce?
And question number four. Olivia Rodrigo is releasing a Guts World Tour book. Rodrigo rose to superstardom with her 2021 single, which spent 8 weeks at number one. What is the name of that song?
You said it was on the, can you repeat the question? It said on the Guts album?
Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo rose, spent her 2021 single, spent 8 weeks at number one. What's the name of the song? We need an answer, Matt. We're out of time here.
I don't know. I'll just pass the
All right, question number five. Kevin Hart will guide aspiring stand-up comedians for a new Netflix competition series. In 2014, Kevin Hart starred in Ride Along, a buddy cop movie. Who was his co-star?
Ice Cube?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio, who's not looking up. There he is.
Matt, what are you up to this morning?
Driving into work, actually. Nothing crazy.
What do you do?
I'm a pharmacist.
Okay. Working.
Sells drugs.
Legally, though.
I did that in high school, but differently. Welcome back, Carson.
Yes.
Matt, the drug pusher, legally. He got 4 out of 5.
Did he really? Nice job, Matt.
He's a smart man.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. Jason Momoa says a near-death experience while surfing made him quit smoking. What superhero does he play?
Aquaman.
That is correct.
My all-time favorite superhero growing up. Aquaman and Spider-Man.
That's a crazy take, Aquaman.
I know. It's wild. It's wild. But I spent a lot of time in the water when I was a kid.
Pamela Anderson is selling artisanal pickles for $38 a jar. The proceeds benefit the California Wildlife Center, so it's nice.
Pam's Pickles.
Comes with a free monkey.
Anderson stars alongside Liam Neeson in which movie that's in theaters right now?
The Naked Gun.
There we go. 2-2. Travis Kelce told GQ that Taylor Swift now reads NFL playbooks and injury reports in her spare time, and he loves learning about music, choreography, and art. Travis Kelce hosts a podcast with his brother. Who's his brother?
Oh, Jason Kelce.
That is correct. 3-3. Olivia Rodrigo is releasing a Guts World Tour book. Rodrigo rose to superstardom with her 2021 single, which spent 8 weeks at number one. What is that song?
Driver's License.
That is
which
correct.
Which is allegedly, about Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. And Joshua Bassett.
Yes.
The things you learn.
Do you know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
I do.
Okay.
That's all I know.
We're way too deep in the pop culture world over here.
Look at us, culture gentlemen. Yeah.
4-3. Kevin Hart will guide aspiring stand-up comedians for a new Netflix competition series.
Okay.
In 2014, Hart starred in the movie Ride Along, which is a buddy cop movie. Who was his co-star?
Kevin Hart. Was it The Rock?
Ice Cube. Was in Ride Along with him.
I don't know if I remember that one.
4-4. Tie goes to the runner. In this case, it's the guy with his name on the show.
Yep.
Sorry, Matt. We cannot give you $100, but we do appreciate you calling in and doing shenanigans with us.
Nice work, Matt. You did well.
Yeah. It was always a good time.
All right. I hope everything at the pharmacy goes well today. Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yeah. My name is Matt, and I can't conquer Carson.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kennedy is off on vacation this week. We are super excited to have a special guest in today and tomorrow. Do you recognize this theme?
It scares me.
Like, to this day.
This is the theme for the TV show Hell's Kitchen featuring Gordon Ramsay, where Chef Jason Santos came in. Where were you working at the time? Were you in Somerville?
I was at Gargoyles in Davis Square way back in this 14 years ago.
Right.
14 years ago. Crazy.
And how did you end up on the TV show Hell's Kitchen?
So it was a big casting call. It's a little different how they do it now. But before, I went to the Park Plaza Hotel and there was like 3,000 people in the room.
Wow.
And I just took a number and I waited like 4 hours. They took me in a room. I insulted everybody in the room by accident. And next thing you know, I'm on TV.
And they're like, he's perfect for
great
reality
personality,
TV.
You're on TV.
Did you have the blue hair at the time?
I did. I've had blue hair since I was 19.
Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
And so now the restaurants that you have, Citrus and Salt,
yes,
which is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's just plugging away. It's doing phenomenal. Right. 319 A Street right in Four Point.
And then you have Buttermilk and Bourbon.
Yep. Buttermilk and Bourbon. We have one in Back Bay, Calm Ave, and the other one's in Watertown.
It's so good. That's my favorite.
Yeah, same. I love
Butterbird it. Butterbird is new-ish.
Yeah, it's been open a little over a year. That's in Bond Square right in Arsenal Yards.
I was just over there a couple weeks ago. I didn't even tell you. I just went over there and got some.
Oh, well, thank you.
Some of the attendees. Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah, it's actually doing great. It's fun. It's a fun little
super
concept.
Super tasty. And then also a big part now of Bar Rescue with John Taffer.
Yes.
And how is that going?
It's great. I mean, thankfully, John has given me the reins for some episodes and I've been able to host and it's been really fun and I can't wait for you guys to see the new season. And it's been a blast and you really get to learn what not to do. So it helps my businesses on the back end.
You're a busy guy. When do you sleep?
I slept a little last night, 4 hours I got. I had a big event at Buttermilk Watertown. I got home at 10 o'clock, went to sleep, and here we are.
And you have a 3-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot. It's a lot. She's I'm super thankful, very gracious for all these opportunities, and I love what I do.
Does your wife make you cook at her birthday parties?
My wife makes me cook a lot. You know, I love to cook, and my daughter's birthday's up in 2 weeks, and it's a full shebang, and I am the catering director for this event. I'm the help that day, and so it'll be fun. That.
All right, 617-655-1234 if you have a question for Chef Jason Santos. Anything related to any of what we just talked about. Melinda is from Providence. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef.
Hi, guys. How are you, Chef Jason Santos?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm driving into work right now.
Great.
And what is your question?
My question here is, what's the worst or most time-consuming punishment that a losing Hell's Kitchen team had to endure that actually made you feel sorry for them?
Oh, my God. This was the most monotonous thing. It's what nightmares are made of. They had multicolored peppercorns in a big, huge bowl, and they were given tweezers. And we made them pick out the red peppercorns, the black peppercorns, the green peppercorns. And it went on for, like, almost 5 hours. It's enough to make you mad. Yeah.
Is that something that would actually happen in a kitchen?
No, not unless you accidentally spilt the peppercorns together. Yeah, you just throw them out and start over. But it's the punishments are brutal. And what you see on TV, you know, it's like a few minutes, but really they last 5-6 hours. They're horrible. You know, and Gordon would always say you never want to lose a challenge because it is miserable if you lose.
Wow, that is so monotonous. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Melinda. Again, 617-655-1234. We have Ashley from Roslindale. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef Jason Santos.
Hi, Chef Santos. I love your restaurants. I have your cookbook. I think you're amazing.
You're amazing. Let's go get matching tattoos together.
That escalated quick.
Yes.
She's a fan. I love it.
You're all gas, no brakes.
Let's go.
Well, all right. What's your question for Chef?
I guess what's like the most like favorite thing you've ever made, either for yourself or someone else?
You know, I'll tell you, I get asked the question all the time, what do you like to cook? And for me, it's a mood thing. You know, some days I just want a steak, some days. But my favorite thing I've ever made, I love cooking Asian food. So anything Asian-inspired, I make dumplings at home all the time. I think it's really fun. But, you know, it's like asking a doctor, like, hey, what do you want to cure today? You know, it's sort of a mood and what you're presented. But anything Asian is definitely in my wheelhouse and what I love.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And quickly, you mentioned his book. I think there's another book coming.
Ashley, you have a new book, and I'm ready for you to buy it soon. Citrus and Salt, new cookbook, will be out this spring. Just finished it up.
That's pretty exciting. Incredible. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Is that breaking news? Is that new information?
Yeah.
I haven't talked
about it. Yeah. It's coming out. We have a few months.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for calling in, Ashley.
Of course. Thank you.
Kelly from Cranston. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on with Chef Jason Santos. Say hello.
Hi, Chef.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, thank you. What do you got?
So my question was, I've looked up a lot of times after the season's over, and a lot of the winners don't actually take the job that they advertise. Is there a reason for that on Hell's Kitchen?
Yes. Interesting situation. So first of all, you get half the prize money if you win, and you get the other half if you take the job. So the job is slightly more of like a marketing situation. So, you know, some people just don't want to relocate. You're already getting a big chunk of money. You know, maybe you just don't get greedy. You want to move. But it's, you know, young and up-and-coming chefs want to take the job, and some people don't. So it's really just on preference.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. I did not know that. You only get half the money. And
yeah, because it's a salary. So by, you know, I don't know by law, but however the rules are with the show, you get half the salary, and if you take the job, you get the other half.
Right.
If you won, would you have taken it?
I personally would not. The job was in London at the time, and I wasn't really interested in moving to London, so I would have politely declined.
Right. That's why you came in second, right?
Yes.
Because you didn't want to win.
I sort of, at the end of it, I actually was like, I don't think I want to win. I think I might win this thing. I don't know if I want to, you know?
I don't want to make meat pies in Birmingham.
Yeah. You know, I didn't want to move. But if at the time it was in the United States, I would have definitely taken the job.
Right. All right. Thanks for the question, Kelly. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So we have Chef Jason Santos in hanging out with us this morning. Kennedy is off on vacation this week. She'll be back next week. You can stream us on the Odyssey app, 617-655-1234. If you have a question for Chef about any of his restaurants, about the cookbooks, or about Hell's Kitchen, or, you know, Bar Rescue. Dan, you had a question for Chef?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about how tipping culture in the USA is changing and how there's kind of been a big conversation, especially because of your industry, where people are starting to say, are we tipping too much on too many things? Or should it be on the restaurant to pay the servers a living wage instead of forcing the customer to tip 25-30% or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I'm a little bit older, so I'm more old school, so I think it's gotten a little out of hand in my opinion, but I think rule of thumb for me is you tip on good service, exceptional service, whether it's at a restaurant or a barbershop, or if you feel like someone went above and beyond, then feel free to tip. I know it's customary in the restaurant, but you know, there's nothing, you go get a coffee and they spin that little machine around and it's like 30% tip and it's like, I got a coffee, you know?
Yeah.
But so it puts you in a position, but what I make sure in my restaurants is we don't put anybody in that position. You tip what you feel is acceptable. We don't force you. We don't up that tipping mark so you tip more. I just think that's a little bit unprofessional.
All right. Caden is from Fall River. Good morning, Caden.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef Jason Santos.
Good morning, Chef. I have to say, I love watching you. My my roommates and I, we watch all the time. Of course, we love Gordon Ramsay, but you're awesome too.
Thank you very much.
And what is your question?
So, love being second. So,
nothing wrong with silver, baby.
So my question is, well, technically it's a two-parter. One is, who is the better person to work for, Gordon Ramsay, or is it going to be John Taffer? The second part to that is, who is, are they both as genuine as they seem to be?
Well, first of all, I would never answer that first question on air. I would be out of two jobs. Secondly, they're both incredible. They both are really tremendous in their field and know a lot. And I will say this because I get asked this a lot. Both shows are exceptionally real. I know it's TV and you think, oh, it's TV, but I'm telling you, Bar Rescue, what you see is what you get. There's no overproduction. It's really cameras are showing you what's happening. And same with Gordon's show. I mean, you see what you see. So it's reality TV, but I will say they're very real and both are tremendous to work with.
When you were a contestant on Hell's Kitchen, what's the worst insult Gordon called you?
I mean, back in the day, he was pretty ruthless, but I can't say it on the air, but he called me a lot of adjectives and swore and threw some pans. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy. But the stuff that he used to say is, they'll get you canceled nowadays.
You know?
My son learned a lot of words from Gordon Ramsay when he was younger watching that show. I think about the first couple of seasons of that show, what he was like compared to, you know, how you evolve.
I mean, you sort of have to. It's funny because back then it was ruthless. Now it's, you know, evolved a little bit into pass the shallots, you know.
Let's see. We have, who do I have here? I believe it is Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Say hey, hello to Chef Jason Santos.
Hi, Chef Jason.
Good morning.
So I also happen to really like Asian cuisine. However, as someone who's allergic to like fish and shellfish, it's really hard to find things that I can substitute like the fish sauce or and stuff in the cuisine. Is there any suggestions you might have?
I mean, I've noticed a lot, you know, a lot of times in Asian food, like you said, fish sauce or oyster sauce, but there's vegetarian versions of it. I mean, there's so many versions out there and a lot of allergies and stuff that you're starting to see a lot of different components, you know, to make up for the shellfish, fish sauce or oyster sauce, like I said, but there's a lot of stuff out there. You just got to keep looking. Fish sauce is such a unique ingredient though. And personally, I think that's really hard to duplicate, but one of my favorite ingredients as well.
Fish sauce though, my wife uses it, and a little too much of it.
Oh, it's got some funk for sure. And a little bit will, you know, make your teeth fall out of your mouth.
And I keep trying to say to her, I'm like, I don't know how much you just put in, but that was about 99% too much.
Yeah, if your house starts smelling, it's a little too much.
I'm just like, whoa, it's a lot.
A little goes a long way.
it's a good attitude for life.
A lot of the substitutes I see are like Worcestershire sauce and stuff, but a lot of those also have like anchovies in it. Well, so it's been really hard to find something.
Yeah, Worcestershire obviously has anchovy in it. And again, that's such a unique ingredient. It's hard to duplicate. But I don't know if they make a vegetarian version of Worcestershire, but I'd be willing to bet you go on that big company called Amazon and you'll probably find it.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Jessica. We got a text from the 716. Can't call in, but can you ask Chef if he eats his wings with ranch or blue cheese? Michelle from Buffalo.
Oh, such a great
take your
question.
Time answering this one.
All day long blue cheese dressing. All day long. A good chunky blue cheese dressing. Roquefort, gorgonzola. Oh, it's the best.
What do you say to the people who bring up mold?
Bring up mold?
Isn't blue cheese like...
Oh, like what? Yeah, I mean...
Moldy buffalo wings.
It is injected with mold, and that's what makes it taste so delicious.
What is your favorite restaurant to eat at here in town that's not yours, or one that, you know, every time you've been there, they have delivered? And to back that question up, I've heard and read a little bit that Michelin, the Michelin rating system, is coming to Boston soon.
Yeah.
And that we could have a Michelin star rated restaurant or whatever in town. So favorite restaurant, and which ones do you think might be up for Michelin, if you know?
So favorite restaurant, I mean, I don't eat out a ton with the three-year-old, but last great meal I had was Fascia, Ken Orange's restaurant on Newberry Street.
Okay.
Amazing pastas, gluten-free, tremendous, Fascia. Like really great meal. Yeah, and then I also ate at Geppetto, Will Gilson's place in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Awesome Italian food, so good. And as far as the Michelin guide goes, I mean, it's definitely coming to Boston. I think there's a lot of chefs that are really excited that are going after that sort of star. But okay. I think, Tim Cushman's sushi restaurant, I'd mm-hmm. be willing to bet that's right out of the gate. That's pretty incredible.
Would you ever aspire to get a Michelin star?
I mean, my restaurants now are sort of casual at this point because I sort of give everybody what they want. But, you know, when you're going after a Michelin star, you don't just say, hey, I'm going to make buttermilk and bourbon, go after it. You have to start fresh and have this amazing.
Yeah, create from the beginning.
It's perfection, you right. know.
Feels like too much work.
You definitely dedicate your life to a Michelin star. It's all in, you know.
All right, Chef Jason Santos going to be hanging out with us for the rest of the show this morning, and we'll be back on the show again tomorrow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say hello to Tiffany from Manchester.
Good morning.
Hey,
hi. Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef.
Hey, Chef.
Yes, that's how you have to
hey,
say
girl.
It, Chef. Can we call each other Chef for this segment, Dan?
No.
Okay.
Yes, Chef.
This isn't the bear. Tiffany, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Can you please get out of the studio?
Yes. Good luck, Tiffany.
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Thank you.
Oh, you didn't yell behind when you walked away from Jason.
We, Chef. We.
Tiffany, it's 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, we are going to give you $100, which is pretty cool. Carson is now in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's do it. Joe Jonas is teasing fans about a possible Camp Rock 3. Who plays the female lead on Camp Rock?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, thank you for not taking a lot of time there. Taylor Swift released a Spotify playlist to get fans ready for her new album. Taylor has already released the album title. What is it called?
TB12?
Question number 3. Almost the entire eastern half of the United States is having its muggiest summer since 1981. Going back to 1981, the song Jessie's Girl peaked at number 1 that summer and became that artist's only number 1 hit. Who sings Jessie's Girl?
Oh boy, I have no idea.
And question number 4. Bernie Sanders will be on The Late Show tonight. Which New England state is he a senator for?
Vermont.
Ah, Tiffany's feeling the burn. And question number 5. Burt Lahr was born today in 1895. He played the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz. What did Dorothy's three companions, the Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow, each need from the Wizard?
The Lion needed courage, the Tin Man needed a heart, and the Scarecrow needed a brain.
If I only had a brain. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
That should be the theme song of this show. So, Tiffany, what's going on in Manchester today?
I deliver mail, so I will be out in the heat all day.
Oh, you walk in the heat all day delivering mail? God bless you.
Oh, yes. It's an adventure, that's for sure.
That is a very necessary and thankless job.
Sorry, did I scare you?
That's right.
I'm fragile.
How'd she do?
Tiffany, the post office worker, she got 2 out of 5.
Credits. All right, nice job, Tiffany.
Are you ready, thanks. Carson?
Yes.
Joe Jonas is teasing fans about a possible Camp Rock 3.
Oh.
Who plays the female lead in Camp Rock?
That is Demi Lovato.
That is correct. 1-0. Taylor Swift released a Spotify playlist to get fans ready for her new album. But you were already ready.
Oh, I've been waiting. Yeah.
Taylor has already released the album title. What's she calling it?
It is the life of a showgirl.
That is correct. 2-0. Almost the entire eastern half of the United States is having the muggiest summer since 1981. If you couldn't tell anytime you sat on a leather couch.
Going back to 1981, the song Jesse's Girl peaked at number one that summer. It was the song
Jesse
of the summer.
Jesse had a girl.
Who sings that song?
Are we going to play it next, please?
Of course
can we?
Can we?
Please, please. That would be Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you've seen Rick Springfield lately, Chef.
I haven't seen him.
0% body fat.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember him a few faces ago, too, when he had all that sort of work on.
Also, Rick, not a great guy in that song. Spends the whole time trying to steal his best friend's girlfriend. 3-0. Question number 4. Bernie Sanders will be on the Late Show tonight. Which New England state is he a senator for?
He is a Vermonter.
That is correct. Bernie probably loves Subaru.
I'll never forget him sitting at, was it the, I don't know, the inauguration, remember, with the gloves?
Arms crossed.
Yep. Fall asleep.
4-1. Question number 5. Bert Lehr or Lahr? I'm not sure. He was born today in 1895.
Bert Lahr.
He played the cowardly lion
in The Wizard of...
Oh, you sounded so confident.
Thank you.
I just believed you. He played the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz. What did Dorothy's three companions, the lion, the tin man, and the scarecrow, each need from the wizard?
Okay, the lion wanted courage. Who else do we have? The tin man?
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the other one?
The scarecrow.
The scarecrow. The scarecrow... Scarecrow wanted a heart? I don't remember. The Tin Man wanted WD-40. I can't remember.
The lion wanted courage. The Tin Man wanted a heart. The Scarecrow wanted a brain.
Oh, the brain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are overrated.
4-2. Carson, who thinks brains are overrated, still got the win. He used what he had.
I am blonde, Dan.
Dug deep for that one.
Yes.
Tiffany, unfortunately, we can't give you the $100, but we do have something for you.
Yeah, we do. You got yourself a $100 gift card. The $100 gift card to Stop and Shop, committed to helping shoppers save.
Oh,
that's
thank you
why
so much.
They've reduced prices on thousands of products across the store. You are very, very welcome. Thank you for what you do as a postal worker.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is a
thank
you.
Oh,
job
thank you.
Good luck walking around with that sack of mail in the heat today.
Right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can't wait to get that flyer in the mail for 40 cents off raid.
That's all I get now, it's junk mail.
Yeah, no, it's all it is.
Tiffany, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I got beat by Carson.
That's not it.
That's not it? Oh, no.
That's all right.
That's fine. Listen, do you want to get your mail or not? Be nice.
Yes, Chef.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chef Jason Santos is in hanging out with us this morning. Kennedy is off on vacation this week. It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 streaming on the Odyssey app. We're going to play some audio for you. And Chef, you have been there and done that in the world of food. Successful restaurants, cookbooks, TV shows, Hell's Kitchen, Bar Rescue. This one is probably going to be a new one for you.
All right. I can't wait.
So this guy plays in the NBA. He's a big star. Tyrese Maxey plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. And he was having an issue in the kitchen. Okay. He needed help. When I find it interesting that he went to the internet and his fans. And
he was on Instagram Live when this happened.
Right.
And he just had to crowdsource an answer.
I need your help, man. I need to feed my dogs. And normally, Chef helps me use the can opener for my dogs.
He had a really big contract last time around, so he's a guy that has a chef.
Yeah, he just signed $200 million.
Yeah, so this is a guy that has a lot of money.
I need your help, man. I need to feed my dogs, and normally, Chef helps me use the can opener for my dogs. Tell me what I need to do. Somebody on here, show me how to work this thing. You don't know how to use the can? No, I don't. Lock it in like you got a wrench. Call your chef. I can't call Chef today. Chef's off. I just never need to learn how to use a can opener. I lived in the house with my mama, both my grandmothers. What was I using the can opener for?
Oh, my God. Just when you think you've heard it all.
I just feel like he's a 25-year-old man. Even if you've never seen a can opener, you should be able to figure it out.
I mean, it's pretty elementary, I would suspect, if you've never touched one before.
He's like, my dogs are going to starve.
Where's Chef? I can't call Chef. How do I open this can? I need these cans.
Have you ever been like a personal chef?
I have not been a personal chef.
Because you'd have to deal with stuff like that?
Yeah, you know, not for me. Not for me.
Have you ever had a chef in the kitchen work for you and just completely whiff on how to do something simple in the kitchen?
Yeah, I used to hire students a lot, and they would come, and a lot of students now, they watch everything on TV, so they come out thinking, oh, let's work with liquid nitrogen, but how about you hold the knife first, and learn how to chop a carrot?
I mean, judge lest you be judged. There's a lot of stuff I don't know how to do.
Yeah. Like what?
But not a can opener is wild.
Right. I mean, I'd like to think that's just a life skill.
Was it an electronic one? They have the cool ones that are electric now that you just put it on the thing and hit the button and it does it by itself.
Oh, he can't turn the knob with his shooting hand?
No.
$200 million shooting hand?
No, you get the electronic one. That's what you do. What is it, Dan, that you can't do?
The thing that sprung to mind for me is I just turned 36 last month and I don't know how to tie a tie.
Yeah, well, nor do I, if I'm being honest, because I don't want to wear ties unless I have to,
I went to Catholic school for 9 years, but I just had a clip-on.
Interesting.
And I have, four or five of them in my closet, but they're just already tied, and I'll just tighten them up if I need them for a funeral or a wedding.
Adina is from Mansfield. Good morning, Adina.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef.
Hi, Chef.
Hi, morning.
Tell Chef what your husband can't do.
Well, there's sort of a story behind it. So we were getting our 15-month-old ready for, the day. She eats a hard-boiled egg for breakfast, along with some other things. And I was rushing around trying to do something with our 4-year-old. And I asked my husband to peel a hard-boiled egg for our daughter, and he didn't know how to peel a hard-boiled egg.
I'm sorry, what?
That was my response, too. I was like, excuse me?
And he's responsible for a tiny human?
A child? Keeping a child alive?
Two of them. A 4-year-old and a 15-month, now 18-month-old. He was 35 at the time.
You see a kid in the corner chewing on eggshells?
If you showed your husband a can opener, would he be like, what is this foreign contraption?
Luckily, that one he's got down pat. So,
what's your husband's name? Let's call him out.
Yeah, let's call him.
No, I can't do that. No.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
call him out. Right. I adore him. He's a wonderful father.
Kids are starving in a corner right now. Adina from Mansfield. If you know Adina, then you know her husband. There is an art form to peeling a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing multiple, but if you're at home and peeling
doing
two
one.
Eggs for your kid, I mean, it's not, not splitting the atom over there.
Seth is from Boston. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, Carson, Dan, and Chef. How are you?
Morning.
We're doing great. What, you had to call your mom to do what?
Okay, first of all, I want to preface this by saying I was in my early 20s, but I had to call my mother to ask her how to cook a can of corn.
Okay, I have to go home. I'm going to see myself out.
It's so embarrassing, and this was like over 2 decades ago, and I still think about it all the time, like how idiotic.
Are the instructions not on the can?
Did you take the corn
out of the
can?
There are no instructions on the can.
Well, first of all, you've got to open it.
Right.
Did you know how to use the can opener?
I did know how to open the can opener.
Okay.
So I had one successful moment there, and then it just all went downhill, and I had to call her. And I was living in Los Angeles at the time, so I had to call her back here to ask.
Oh, yeah, I could. I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear your mom just complete full of sarcasm answering the call from her daughter in L.A.
How are we doing now in life? Are we cooking over there? Or?
Now I cook like a pro. Not your level, but definitely much better. I don't have to call and ask for instructions or
corn
help
better look
at all.
Out
I can
now.
Do it. What
the corn ever do to you?
Corn is my specialty, actually. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
I love it. Thank you, Seth. When I was... In a former life, I was married to a different woman, and we were hosting our first ever like dinner gathering as a married couple with all the new plates and all the new silverware.
Showing off.
Yeah, and we're going to show off, and we had a crappy apartment, and I'm going to make my mom's famous mashed potato recipe, which was like mashed potatoes and milk and butter. There was nothing to it. And so we had gotten a blender. And I'm going to town on the blender. This is early 90s, and I'm wearing like my Cosby sweater, you know, with the really thick thread everywhere.
I can see it now.
And there's mashed potato everywhere. It's just coming out of the bowl. It's a mess. And I call my ex-wife, she's in tears. Like, we've ruined the meal. And I call my mom, and I'm like, what is going on? We can't mash potatoes. And she's like, listen, sometimes, you know, if you don't cook them long enough, it'll cause issues. And I said, what do you mean cook them?
Oh, my God.
She's like, you have to cook the potatoes before you mash them.
You were mashing just raw potatoes.
I had, like, cut potatoes in, like, fourths.
It's like out in the parking lot mashing rocks.
And there was just chunks of potato everywhere.
I often see people, like, when they do cook the potatoes, they'll mash them with, like, a mixer or something. And it basically turns them into, like, wallpaper.
Glue. Yeah.
What do you mean cook them?
One of my most embarrassing moments in the kitchen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I need y'all help, man. I need to feed my dogs. And normally, Chef helps me use the can opener for my dogs. Tell me what I need to do. Somebody on here, show me how to work this thing. You don't know how to use the can? No, I don't. Lock it in like you got a wrench. Call your chef. I can't call Chef today. Chef's off. I just never need to learn how to use a can opener. I lived in the house with my mama, both my grandmothers. What was I using the can opener for?
That is Tyrese Maxey. He plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. He recently signed a $200 million contract, and he shared that he couldn't open a can of dog food for his dogs with just like a can opener.
Like, it's mind-blowing.
Speech. I honestly almost feel like it cannot possibly be real.
And it's almost serendipitous that this is going viral the day that we have Chef Jason Santos in here.
Hurts my soul.
Yeah, so Chef Jason Santos is in hanging out with us this morning. If you want to share a funny food story, you know, where I tried to cook mashed potatoes but didn't boil the potatoes, which was just... When we got off the air after I told that story, Chef was like, is that real? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
Crazy.
I tried to mash raw potatoes.
Unsuccessfully.
It didn't go well.
Being 25 and never coming across a can opener is wild.
Caroline is from Somerville. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Say hey to Chef.
Hi, Chef. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What you got?
So I was like 19 or 20, so I'm 31 now, but I was 19 or 20 and I was making mac and cheese, with my boyfriend at the time, and he walked away and I ruined it. I failed to cook the pasta. I have never cooked pasta since at all.
How did you not cook? You just put dry pasta in the pan?
No, I just ruined it.
I let it cook for too long, and it ended up being mush, and I felt so bad, and I just don't cook pasta.
Well, you should give it another go. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, bounce back.
It's been a decade.
Pick yourself up, dust yourself off.
Yeah, get back on that horse.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, like, you set the apartment on fire. Yeah. You let mushy pasta once take you down for good?
She hasn't eaten in 10 years.
I believe in you.
Caroline, we're going to need you. What I'm going to need you to do is tonight go to the grocery store, get a box of pasta and a jar of spaghetti sauce, and make spaghetti tonight. And then Chef's going to be back on the show tomorrow. And I want you to call us tomorrow morning and give us an update on what happened.
Assuming you're still alive.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, if I'm still here.
I think they also sell fire extinguishers in the grocery store.
Okay, perfect. I'll just get all of it while I'm there.
Pasta's, I mean,
10 years.
Kim is on the pike right now. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef.
Hi, Chef. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, Carson.
Hi. So what happened with your parents' anniversary?
Well, I was in my 20s back then, so it was a while ago, and we had invited about 100 guests, and I decided to make all the food. And one of the things that I made was a 7-layer dip, and it called for homemade guacamole. And the recipe that I was following said 1 to 2 cloves of garlic. The problem was I didn't know the difference between a clove and a bulb of garlic.
Saw that coming.
So for those of us that don't know, what is the difference between a clove and a bulb?
I mean, a clove is a clove of garlic, and a bulb is the whole entire root vegetable with probably 20, 25 cloves in it.
Oh, so you put like 50 cloves of garlic in the guacamole.
Yeah, I was peeling garlic for a long time. So luckily a friend tasted it before served it. And they said, I really love garlic, but this is a little strong.
You could hunt spicy.
You could hunt vampires with this guacamole.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate that, Kim. Jennifer's from Northboro. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef Jason Santos.
Hey, Chef.
Hi.
So, Jennifer, I'm going to say this because she has told us this already. She is 42 years old, and tell Chef what you cannot do.
I can't ride a bike.
I mean, I don't even know what to say. It doesn't even sound real. Where did you just go from zero to adult and had no childhood whatsoever?
I tried learning when I was, a kid, and I fell off the bike, and I just never got back on again.
Isn't that amazing? That sometimes you just do something and you fail once, like, ruining your mac and cheese or falling off a bike, and you just never try that thing again.
And while all your friends were riding their bikes around, were you just like sprinting everywhere?
I didn't have friends who rode bikes either. Like, they knew how to, but we just didn't go bike riding. So it was never something that I was like, oh, I really need to learn how to do this. So I just never learned.
All right.
Well, you won't be in the Pan Mass Challenge, but that's okay.
any chance you're going to pick up the bike anytime soon and give it a go?
Maybe a tricycle.
Here's the assignment. Caroline from Somerville is going to be cooking pasta tonight. And so now, you, Jennifer, we're going to need you to go try and ride a bike tonight and then report back to the show tomorrow.
Drive straight here.
I don't know, man. Falling off at 42 is going to hurt a lot more than falling off at 7.
Slightly different now. But.
Sign a waiver or something. I don't know. Linda is from Salem. Good morning, Linda. Or no, Heather from Marlboro. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Say hey to Chef Jason Santos.
Hi. Good morning, Jason. Hi. It's nice to meet you.
Likewise.
And what did your sister do?
So when I was a kid, my parents called and said, we're on our way home from work. Can you peel some potatoes and put them on the boil so we can get that started? And she peeled the potatoes. She put them in the pot, never put water in the pot. And it was probably on the stove for about a half an hour before the smoke started. And we ended up having to throw out the pot.
Pro tip, boil means water.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson.
K
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what's up to Kathy from Arlington.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on in Arlington, Kathy?
Not much. Hot and humid.
Hot and humid.
Well, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
You have good phone, Kathy. I love good phone. Are you on like a rotary phone?
Well, it's a landline.
What? No, Kathy has a landline.
I have two landlines in my house.
Do you have a fax machine too?
The telephone museum?
Oh, I did get rid of the fax machine when it stopped working, and I have a flip phone.
Kathy was very upset when she heard the news this week that AOL was shutting down.
Kathy, you Zach Morris block phone.
You sound like you listen to us on like a real radio.
She has,
and not a smartphone.
Yes,
you have a boombox in your house.
No, I do have fiber optic.
Okay.
The phone company forced my hand. Okay. A few years ago, they ripped out my copper
line.
Good
luck, Kathy.
Still counts with the abacus.
I could talk about fiber optics all day, but we're going to play a game. Kathy, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We're going to give you $100. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Jerry Bruckheimer thinks he can get Johnny Depp to return as Captain Jack Sparrow for a 6th Pirates of the Caribbean movie. What is the name of Captain Jack's ship in those movies?
Oh, God. No idea.
Now, when it comes out on VHS, you should check it out.
I saw it in the movie theater.
Fun fact, Jackie Chan did the voice of the Beast in the Chinese version of Beauty and the Beast back in 1991. He also sang all of the Beast songs. What is the name of the main villain in Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, Gaston.
And you hit this pronunciation. Look at you. Dana White insists that the UFC will host a fight on the White House lawn on America's 250th birthday, 4th of July next year. What does UFC stand for?
Oh, UFC. United Fight Club. I don't know.
Question 4. Martha Stewart is shooting down rumors that she joined The Real Housewives of New York City. What network airs all of The Real Housewives franchise?
I don't watch that. Let's see. I'll say Bravo?
That's a good guess. Michael Phelps recently gave the Ravens football team a swimming lesson. Phelps is the most decorated Olympian of all time. Where was the 2024 Summer Olympics? Where did it take place?
The 2024 Summer Olympics was in Paris.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. He's not looking, Mac. You want to go wave him down?
Carson!
I need your head on a swivel when you're in there, man.
Man, my daughter was texting me adorable pictures of my granddaughters.
Welcome back, Granddad. K-pop.
K-pop, thank you.
Kathy from Arlington, she got 3 out of 5.
Nice
correct.
Job, Kathy.
Aww.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Only 3?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jerry Bruckheimer thinks he can get Johnny Depp to return as Captain Jack Sparrow for
yes,
a 6th.
Let's go.
Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
I am
movie.
In. Absolutely.
One Why my, is the rum always gone?
One of my favorite franchises of all time.
Well, then this should be easy. What is the name of Captain Jack's ship?
The Black Pearl.
I thought it was the Mayflower.
1-0. Fun fact, Jackie Chan did the voice of the Beast in the Chinese version of Beauty and the Beast back in 1991. And he sang all of the Beast songs.
He's a talented guy.
What is the name of the main villain in Beauty and the Beast?
Gaston.
That is correct. 2-1. Dana White insists that the UFC will host a fight on the White House lawn on America's 250th birthday next year. All they need is Joey Chestnut in the background eating 80 hot dogs. It'd be
maybe,
the most American thing ever.
President Trump will fight John Bones Jones.
What does UFC stand for?
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
That is correct. 3-1. Martha Stewart is shooting down rumors that she joined the Real Housewives of New York City. What network airs all of the Real Housewives shows?
Bravo.
4-1. You are just cooking with gas here. Michael Phelps recently gave the Ravens football team a swimming lesson. Apparently, a lot of them couldn't swim.
Okay. That's cool.
Phelps is the most decorated Olympian of all time. Where was the 2024 Summer Olympics held?
the Summer Olympics for 2024? Were they held in... Now, is that Beijing? That's not right. Paris.
Paris. Yep, there you go.
Oh, okay.
But you still get the win 4-3.
Congratulations.
No, you did great. Those were tough.
You did great, Kathy. And you have excellent phone. We love you.
Yes. I just imagine her dial-up phone, or, you know, her rotary phone. It's probably green.
Your kids are still covered in plastic?
Yeah. Do you remember that green that phones used to be back in the day?
No, exactly.
Oh, of course. That's
like a pea soup green.
Yeah. I think that was the whole rage, avocado. Remember, people had their kitchens in avocado.
I would listen to a radio show with Kathy from Arlington.
Oh, there you go.
Kathy, is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Well, sadly, Carson, I could not conquer you today, but I live to see another day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.